Okay, today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Mem Aleph, and we are on Mem Aleph Beis. Just to mention, the sponsor, today's shiur is sponsored L'zecher Nishmas Rachel Leah Bas Chaim Asher HaKohen. Rachel Leah Bas Chaim Asher HaKohen, sponsored by the Orlinsky family. We thank them for the sponsorship, and we are now on Mem Amid Beis towards the bottom. Okay, so we are in the fourth parak of Meseches Bava Kama, and we are discussing the issues of kofar. We just quoted a brisa. We'll start four lines from the bottom at the two dots. Kofar is not paid by every case where my animal does something. So the brisa had just said that it depends if my animal is nogeach or my animal is roveya. So Amar Mar says the brisa, nogeach mishalim is a kofar. If my animal gores and kills someone, so then I have to pay kofar. Kofar, a payment in lieu of being killed. As we saw, the gzeiras hakasev is that if a man, Rachmana Lislan, kills his friend, that he's chayimisa. But if an animal kills his friend, so that he's not chayimisa for the actions of his animal, even if he's posheya, even if he's terrible and he violated and he was choser shmira, still he's not going to be chayiv kofar, the payment that is made based on the psukim in the Torah for misa. So nogeach mishalim misa kofar, my animal's goring. Roveya eino mishalim misa kofar. But if my animal, Rachmana Lislan, is somehow with another person, roveya sodomy, so then I do not pay kofar. Sehechi dami, what exactly is the case? Right, the Gemara there is talking about a chumra of negicha as compared to revia. So hey chidami, what is the case? So ilema de rav avikatla, is it that my animal was with a person and through that act killed the person, right? Damaged and also through the act of revia. So then malikatla bakarna, malikatla revia. So why wouldn't I be chayev kofar? If my animal kills someone, it doesn't matter if he killed him with his horns, killed him with his act of revia, so then what would be the difference? I should be chayev kofar. So ela derava velo katla. So what's the other choice? That he just was with the person rava velo katla, but he didn't kill. So then what's the havamina that you'd be chayev kofar? Well, that's a kula of revi of kofar. That's not a kula. That's every case that you don't kill. You know, there's a kula of negicha versus my animal doing nothing. Right? He's not chayev kofar if he does nothing. Of course, that's not a kula. He didn't do anything. So too by revia, if the act of revia didn't cause death, then what's the havamina? Kofar should only be in a case where the animal killed, and yet you're putter. That would be a kula of revia. So it says the Gemara, el derava velo katla, hi delo mishalim kofar mishim delo katlahu, because the animal didn't kill. So what's the havamina? What's the distinction between revia and negicha? So two answers given, machlokes, Abaya and Rava. First answer, Amar Abaya, la olam derava velo katla. You're right, second idea, right, that we mentioned earlier. Really, there was an act of revia without misa. So the animal did not kill Shimon in the act of revia. So why is it shayach to talk about kofar? So dasyua lebedina vakatzlua. But then what happened? After the animal, let's say, was with a woman, so then they brought the woman to Bezdin, and they killed the woman based on the act of revia, based on the act of mishkav behema. So maybe you would have thought that ultimately this animal caused the death of the woman. So maybe you should say that I'm chayev kofar because look what happened. So ma'od etema keman dekatfo dami kamash malon. You might have said, oh, so it's as if ke'ilu. It's as if the animal caused, I should say, as if the animal killed the person. Kamash malon, it's not true. What's the havamina? What's the maskana? Havamina is lamaisa. Look at the result. This animal, as the word I just used before, caused the death of so-and-so because the animal did the act of revia with her, and therefore she died. Kamash malon, what? Kamash malon, kofar doesn't go by the act. Kofar doesn't go by the result. It goes by the act. The act was not a maisa ritzicha. The act was not a maisa revia that led to, that directly led. And most of this is going to be grumma. Ultimately, it was an act, and Adim came and testified. That's not enough for kofar. Kofar requires a direct link, and therefore this is not a direct link enough in this case. Right? Look at Tosa says on top, command the katlu dummy, that was the havamina. It's as if Adim come. V'yim tomar, ma pasha ashar, hi har ga'atzma, sharev yato aleha. Right? What the Havamina? Tosa can't even understand. If it's the woman being involved, and the woman's going to be chayiv, it wasn't an act of ones, so to speak, it was the woman's involvement. So again, what the Havamina, the animal's owner, would be chayiv kofer. For Yeshlomar Tosa, maybe the case is something like that. Pirishabina Chananel. Kofetz Alea Sharla Rava. Va'albish Abba Yisrav and Isras. It's very hard for us to understand. But maybe the case is somehow she was not totally Baratzon. She was, but then her Yetzirah got the best of her after the act started, like the Gemara talks about elsewhere. But either way, the Havamina Maskana, the Havamina is that you might go by the result for the Chiyuv of Kofer, Kamashmala, no. You would only go by the Maisa, and this Maisa is not enough. That is the Shita of Abaya, the Havamina of Kofer, even when there was no act of murder. Rava Amar La'olam de Rava Vakatla. Rava said, no, that can't be. That can't be. If there's no Havamina, Tosas, the Rava might say, to assume that if the animal doesn't directly kill the person, that you are going to be Chayev Kofer. That's obvious. What's the case? The case is where he was killed. But now the question is, okay, if the person, if she was killed through this act, then why isn't there a Chayev Kofer? What's the difference between killing through the horns and killing through Rivia, through the act of Rivia? Says the Gemara, there is a difference. Karen Kavanoso Lahazik, Hai Kavanoso Lahanos Atzmahu. Rava comes up with his own chiddush. Kofar is only paid where the animal had Kavana Lahazik. If the animal had other types of Kavana, like Kavana Lehenos, there's no Chiyuv Kofar. Chiyuv Kofar is only where there's Kavana Lahazik. Says the Gemara, so this relates to a question we had earlier. But my pligi, what's this machlokas about? Where would be another application of this machlokas between Abaya and Rava? But regal shadarsal gabetinok b'chatzar and Isaac. If usually we know Karen is the cause for a person's death, but let's say regal, let's say an animal trampled while normally walking, not trying to kill, but trampled while I was walking in Rosh Hashanah Nizak, because that's where regal is chayiv, not Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and the animal tramples Rechman al-San on a baby and kills the baby. So do we say that there is a chayiv of kofar there? Because again, why is that a litmus test? There's no kavanah salahazik there. But there is normal, Hezeko Matsui, as we had earlier. So La Abaya, who gave the first answer here, Mishalim Kofar, would say you pay Kofar. Why? Because Abaya did not limit to Kavana Lahazik. Abaya just had a Havamina that even if without the killing directly. But Abaya, Mishalim Kofar, La Rava, Lo Mishalim Kofar. And Rava would say there is no Kofar there because, as he just said, you need Kavana Lahazik. And therefore, even in the case of Rava Vakatla, where Rava says that there is no Chiyuv of Kofar. Tani kavasi derav shor ha'itzadin eno chayav misa v'kashal gabi ha'mizbeach v'pnei shehu kimeusa shor ha'itzadin a wild shor that has been trained to kill, as we saw in the Mishnah, is not chayav misa and is kasher l'gabi ha'mizbeach. This is just getting back to the machlokas Rav and Shmuel from yesterday's daf. Whether a shor ha'itzadin who is not chayav misa, whether you can use it on the mizbeach, Rav says yes, Shmuel says no. And if you remember, Rav said it's kasher because anusu. It's an anus. And Shmuel said, wait a minute, but the aver was done. So what, that it's an ones? So we discussed that beautiful machlokas, or pshat of the machlokas, between Rav and Shmuel, based on the words of Rabbi Yosef Engel, whether a maisa avera ba'ones is a maisa avera with a p'tur onshin, or not even a maisa avera. And this machlokas Rav and Shmuel might be about that as well, whether it's even called a maisa, and therefore would be possible gabi ha'mizbeach or not. But we paskin, right, the b'risa brought to support Rav, we paskin kasher, right? Halacha karav b'isurei, if you consider this isurei, and therefore that would be the halacha. Also, as we discussed in the past, we'll get back to all of it now, and that is the order, the juxtaposition of isurim. If one looks in the Parsha of Arayos, in Parsha of Achremos, Mishkav Zachra and Mishkav Behema are put after Molech. It's interesting that all the cases of Arayos are brought up in Achremos, the Isurim of mother and mother-in-law and all the Isurim that are brought up of Arayos. And then it talks about Mishkav Zachra, and then it talks about Molech, giving one's children to the Avodah Zarah, and then it talks about Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema. So it's a little difficult why Molech is stuck in the middle, separating these two we might call abnormal Isurim, abnormal type of Arayos, in the not common way, but why is it broken off with molech in the middle? So we discussed the some of the Rishonim discussed, or the Zayin LaTorah, just for that order. Okay, but we'll continue now. Says the next Mishnah here in the fourth parak. Shar shenagach es ha'adam ames. Still talking about kofar issues. An ox that gores a person and the person died. So this is the rule. Mu'ad mishalim kofar, as the Torah says, mu'ad pays kofar, a type of payment. And the machlokas elsewhere. Shar deme nizak deme mazik, but it's a type of payment. And v'tam k'pater b'na kofar. But the Mishnah says only mu'ad pays kofar. A tam does not pay kofar. Does a pam pay chatzi kofar? That's not in this Mishnah, but at least our Mishnah says a tam is totally pater for kofar. That's in terms of the payment for the owner. But separately, not linked, the zevezeh chayav and misa. But both, even a tam, even though a tam's owner does not pay kofar, a tam, the animal, is put to death. Zevezeh chayavin misa. Why is that? Most Rishonim assume it's not because the animal is getting an onesh. That's not the common understanding. The Ramban in Bereishis discusses this. The Ramban in Parshas Noach, where the Torah talks about miyad kol chaya edrishenu, perek tesal pasuk hey, says the Ramban, miyad kol chaya edrishenu. What does that mean? From every animal, I will be doresh if they do something wrong. Says the Ramban, what animals are chayiv schayva onesh? Says the Ramban, tamani, imadrisha kamashma'a. Does this mean literally that I'm gonna seek it out against every animal? Miyad ha'chaya kamo miyad ha'adam lios onesh bedavar. Says Ramban, that can't be. Why? Here's the key line. Ve'ein b'chaya da'as shete onesh o shetekabel schar. An animal doesn't have the das to get schar v'onesh. So why does the pasuk say, miyad kol chaya edreshenu? I will seek it out from every chaya that kills. Says the Ramban, v'ulai yiyakein be'inyin dam ha'adam levado. Maybe specifically, not if an animal kills an animal, but if an animal kills a person. Why? Shekol chaya shetitrof oso titrof, titaref. Not because of an onesh. If an animal kills a person, the animal needs to be put to death. Why? So the Gemara says elsewhere, maybe it's based on kalon, that every time the family members see this animal, or people that say, oh, this is the animal that killed so-and-so. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, it's hurtful, and that's why it could even be an animal that not only kills, but is involved with an aveira with the person. Right, that's called kalon. Right, it's embarrassing. So the Ramban says we don't kill the animal for a different reason, though. Gzeras hakasef. The Torah says gzeras hamelachi. Vizetam. We'll get back to this later. Sakol yisakel hashar v'lo yeachel es besaro. That's why by a shar haniskal, an animal that kills, you're not allowed to eat the. It's going to be aser behind all, but it says sakol yisakel hashar. Ve'enenu lahaanish es ba'ala b'mamon. It's not a punishment for the owner. That, oh, you have to kill his animal if it killed. Why? Ki afilu shar hamidbar chayim misa. Even if a hefker animal is put to death. There's no onesh needed for an owner there. So therefore, says the Ramban, it must be gzeras hakasev. It's not based on the das of an animal. V'tziva kein b'bnei Noach ki b'Yisrael. And it's even given here in Parshas Noach. In the b'nei Noach and not just v'Yisrael. V'yi atam shofech dam ha'adam. Kol shofech bein chaya bein adam. V'hine damo nidrash b'vezden ubidei shamayim. And he says, and then it says, the Rabbi says, maybe the formulation of the Torah here is, Shetia hanakama b'shofech adam miyad kol chaya. Kamo ki lacham miyad Hashem kivlayim kol chadaseh. Gives another pshat, but again, it's not based on the da'as of the animal. That is a discussion in the Rishonim in a few places. The Radak there in Noach also discusses it, that putting the animal to death, again, it's not based on an onesh, but some other reason. The Rabbi Yosef Engel also talks about this in one place. The das that an animal has, we assume, the Maharal talks about it, we assume it is not like the das of a person in terms of getting punished. Fine, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, even a tam who does not pay kofar, the owner does not pay kofar, the owner is still chayiv, his animal is chayiv misa. V'chein beben, v'chein bebas. Also, when it comes to if the animal kills a young child, a ben or a bas, that's a pasuk in the Torah, o ben yigach, o bas yigach. Doesn't matter if the animal kills the victim, being a ben or a bas, chayiv misa. What's the hava mina natu? Why would you think that if an animal kills a ben or a bas, the animal is not going to be chayiv misa? So again, the Ramban, now the Ramban later on, in Shmos, on this pasuk in Mishpatim. Says the Rabban, O Ben Yigach, O Bas Yigach. O V'yesh Omrim. Let me find a line. V'hutzrech HaKasav L'faret Mishpat HaKtanim Al Das Rav Osei Nuzal. Why do you have to list off Ba'avur? A couple of ideas of the Rishonim. First, the Ramban. Ki hutzrach l'mala l'omar ish o isha l'olameit she'ishva isha l'ish l'chol nizikim sheba Torah. Right, all damages. And we had this Gemara earlier in Bava Kamma. That the Torah listed off man and woman to teach that in all laws of damages, men and women are equal. V'yachol lo yehechayv ela al ish v'isha gedolim. You might think that only on gedolim once chayv tamalomar o ben yigach. As it says here, l'chayv al haktanim kigdolim. Because you might have thought they're not mitzuveh. And then he adds a line, v'yalderech hapshat, ba'avur sha'ashor ha'meimis ha'adam gadol hu rama'od, kedov shakul ba'midbar. If an animal attacks an older person, you know the animal is a wild animal and a crazy animal. Because a person who can even defend himself and attacked. But you might think, aval ha'meimis ha'zaktanim eino ra'kol kach, v'derech rov ha'shvarim shal yiru me'em. A little child, animals aren't scared of a little child. V'yala aladash al'ischayev alav. So you might think the owner shouldn't be chayiv because, well, is the animal really terrible and wild? No, the animal just, you know, attacked a child who the animal normally is not scared of. Okay, kamashpul on the animal is still chayiv, meaning the owner is chayiv kofer. That is the Rabban. If you look in the Nebuki Yosef law, a couple generations later, the Nebuki Yosef seems to quote what the Rabban said earlier. The Rabban compared it to the chiv of Isho Isha. Says the Nebuki Yosef here, your testament base, the Yitzrich, the Avagav, the Lesnehu, b'mitzvos, mechayvi alayhu, bein b'misa, bein b'kofer. Even though they're not chayv b'mitzvos, that might have been the Havamina. Even though the animal killed a person who is not totally chayiv in mitzvos, still you pay the kofer. Meaning the kofer payment, the havamina, might have been thought to be based on somehow connected to the lack of kiya mitzvos that now the nifter cannot do. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. But then the Nuk Yosef adds another line, which is also a machlokas. The dafka ketanim b'nei kayama. Dafka b'nei kayama ketanim, meaning at least 30 days. La'afuke. And also, first he gives another example, Afuke ben Ches, Delaver Kayabahu, excluding 8-monthers, the days of the Talmud. The science was that if a baby was born in the 8th month, the baby was going to die. 7th month is okay, 9th month is okay. And 8th month is not okay. And in the days of the Talmud, that's what was the medical understanding. V'chein pachad bilamed yom, or less than 30 days. Also, the Nebuki Yosef says, Ashar Sheharag ben Lavar Kayama, the animal would be putter. The person would be putter for the animal's actions. Unbelievable. That's what the Nebuki Yosef says. And other Rishonim, the Yavshal Shlomo here, the Marshal, assumes Beferish not. Why would it make a difference? We're not talking about killing a person, which would have to be a Ben Kayama. He assumes even a non-Ben Kayama, even before 30 days, would be included in the Chiyuv of Kofer. Right, this idea, we haven't touched on this in a long time, just to mention one thought, the 8-monthers not being B'nai Kayama, so according to Rov HaPoskim, let's say Bizvan Azeh, right, for a Lav Bar Kayama, you wouldn't be Michal Shabbos. What about for an 8-monther? We would be Michal Shabbos. Why? Because we assume that Nishtanu Ativim in this way, that 8-month babies are not doomed, Rachman al-Itzlan, in the way that they were assumed to be doomed in the days of the Talmud. Nishtanu hativim, maybe science has changed, the nature of people, of survival, has changed, and therefore, one would be Machal Shabbos in this case, and even according to the Muki Yosef, it could be, that one would be, Chayiv Kofer, because it is a bar. It is a bar, he is, or she is a bar kayama. There's two other sources where it talks about Nishtanu Ativim, which is a huge topic of science or medical ideas changing. Well, first Tosfos in Moed Katan, Daf Yud Aleph, where Tosfos there discusses that a type of fish, a kavra, samuch lemisrachei ma'ali. The Gemara talks about a fish that's good for you. Right, a fish right before it putrefies, mali is good for you. Says Tosfos. Ubizman azeh tofsim sakana lemechal samach lesirchon. Tosfos says now, right before a fish putrefies and becomes bad, it's dangerous to eat it. The Gemara says it's great to eat it. But we, says Tosfos, Bali Atosvis, a couple of years, 700 years after the Gemara was written, right, say that no, now it's dangerous. V'gam mishtei ala avua to amar b'samuch to mali. V'shema nishtanu. K'mo ha-refuos shevashas she'en antovas bizban hazeh. Maybe things have changed, as Tosfos. It's talking about a fish, a certain stage of the fish's development or putrefaction. The Gemara says it's great. Tosfos says it's dangerous. Tosfos says maybe things have changed. Things have changed just like medicines. Medicines in the Gemara. Sheina Tosfos bizvan hazeh. Oh, we'll get back to that. Let's just finish the Tosfos. O shema naharos tevavo malo tvei. Maybe the rivers of Babel are different. The rivers of Babel, right? Again, Tosfos moikon yudalef. They're different. And then he quotes the v'yesh befarshim. The kavra lo bechlal dagim myri. V'shem dag shishmo kavra u'mishune bedvarma elu mishar dagim. Maybe it's a specific type of fish. It's not all fish. So then you can say it's a type of fish that we don't even have that fish. But Tosfos here said derech agav, oh, maybe it's just like refuah sheva talmud. Refuah sheva talmud, the medicines. That's Tosfos is alluding, not alluding to, it's after Tosfos, but there is a cherim. There was a cherim, an excommunication put out in the days of the, actually it was beforehand, the days of the Gaonim, before the Bali Tosfos, not to use the refuos in the Gemara. One is not allowed to now, bizman hazeh, look into the Gemara, look in Perak Misha Achazu in Gittin, or look in Besachat Avodah Zarah and look at the medicines mentioned in the Gemara and use it. One is not allowed to. Why? Various reasons. But the main reason is, we don't exactly know what these medicines are. We don't know, the measurements. We can't, concoct the medicine properly. And therefore, if we use it and then it doesn't work, we're gonna make fun of the Gemara. We're gonna assume the Gemara didn't know what it was talking about. And therefore, we're not allowed to use it. But part of the issue is also, even if we would know exactly what the medicines are, and how much to make it, and how to concoct it, we're still not allowed to use it because of this issue of Tosfos. Nishtanu ativim. Could be that our bodies have changed. I remember the famous discussion of the Nodeb Yehuda. Eggs have changed. Eggs used to be double the size. Now our eggs are smaller. So for every time you need a beitzim, you need two beitzim. That's why you have a bigger shiurim. For certain mitzvos or isurim. If you look in the Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch, on the simon about refuah, simon shin lamed vav, in the end of Yaradeya, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes this Chayr Makadmon from the Yavshal Shlomo and Chulin and from earlier sources. He quotes this. But Maharil Isa, after the Shulchan Aruch says, Nitna HaTorah Rishus L'Rofi L'Rapos, U'mitzvahi, U'bechal Pikuach Nefeshu, right, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about it, it's good to become a doctor, and it's a mitzvah, and you're saving lives, V'monei Atzmo. And if somebody does hold themselves back, it doesn't mean anybody doesn't go to medical school is Chayim Isa. It means somebody who is in the profession, who could save a life, and doesn't, Hariza Shovech Damim. That's why if you look in this also we mentioned a long time ago, if you learn the Hakdamah of the Pa'as HaShulchan, Rav Yisrael Mishklov, a Talmud of the Gra, on the Sefer of Mitzvah Satlias Baretz, that's where he quotes a lot of the stories that we know about the Gra. So he quotes that the Gra was a baki in every science of the world, besides Torah. He knew botany, he knew this, he knew the music, he knew everything. The Gra knew wisdom, all wisdoms. And the Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov writes that he wanted to learn Chachmas HaNituach, which probably means anatomy, right? And Mizvan HaZeh Nituach means surgery, probably means anatomy. So he wanted to go to learn Chachmas HaRefuos, to learn anatomy. But, says the Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, his father didn't let him. Because if he would know that science perfectly, he would have a chiyuv. To spend his life saving lives, being the best doctor in the world, because then he would know that chachma, and it would be a violation of his halacha. And therefore, says the Pas HaShulchan, his father didn't let him learn that chachma, I guess hands on. Might have only known that chachma, theoretically. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean. Again, anybody, just like the Shach in Ilchas Mila, right? The Shach says Shlichus doesn't work by Mila. You have to do it yourself. That's only a father who knows how to do Mila. If a father doesn't know how to do Mila, it doesn't mean he should do the Mila. Chas v'shalom. Doesn't know how to do Mila. So then he can make a Shliach. The Shah, the Chumrah of the Shach about not making a Shliach is only where if somebody knows how to do Mila, then they shouldn't. But on the Shulchan Aruch, in any case, on the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kiva Eger on the bottom here says, "B'maharil Isa Amar Lanu Maharil Kol Harefuos Shebechol Atalmud Aser Lanasos Osam Mishum De'ein Adam Yachol Amod Ali Karan." We can't know. We can't know. Even if we have a translation, my father has translated many of the Harefuos Shebatalmud, but this Cherim still applies. V'chilo Ya'alu Biyadam Yilagu V'Yilaglugu Al Divrei Chachamim. Right? They'll make fun of the rabbis. They'll make fun of the rabbis. And therefore, we are not allowed to do this. And also, the lachashim, the incantations, any of these. Veloshum echad yutar. None of these are mutter to be involved in, says the Maharil, quoted here in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and therefore, we don't do it. And that's related to our Nemuka Yosef here on our daf, where the Nemuka Yosef says, you would not pay kofar for a lav bar kayama, an eighth monther. So that's related to the Nishtanu Ativim discussion. Okay, so that is the first line of the Mishnah. So a shor that kills a person, mu'ad pays kofar, tam is pater, but either way the animal is killed, and these halachas apply whether the animal kills a gadol, a katan. Nogach eved or ama, if the animal kills an eved or an ama, so then, nosei shloshim shkalim, so then there is a fixed amount to pay. 30 sela, bein shehu yafeh mea mana, ubein sheino yafeh el adinar echad. Whether the eved is worth 100, whether it's worth a dinar, right, it doesn't matter how much, that is called the knas, that's a xeris akasiv, that is how much one pays. The Rambam's law shown here, this is not the Farish, but the Rambam's law shown here is that this is the amount of kofar for an eved. That's the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon, Parag Yud Aleph, Kamahu Kofar. How much is kofar? Kamosha Yiru Hadayanim Shehu Demei HaNeharag. Right, the Rambam paskins Demei Nizik or Demei Neharag. Right, that's kofar. Kamosha Yiru Hadayanim Shehu Demei HaNeharag. Hakolafi Shav Yoshal HaNeharag. Shneamar V'Nasam Pidyon Nafsho Kechol Asher Yishas Alof. V'kofar HaAvadim Bein Gdolim Bein Ketanim Zacharim Onakevos Hu Aknas HaKasav V'Torah Shloshim Sela Kesef. Yafeh, bein shayah ha'eved shaveh me'amana, bein shenin shaveh el adinar. That is the halacha, the Rambam calls that the kofar of an eved, that's the shloshim shkalim that the Torah has. Good. Says the Gemara v'chimei acher, demitam kaslinan lei. I know this yet, says the Gemara. If we already killed the animal, even when it's a tam for killing a person, so then mu'ad hechem ishkachazla, how is it ever going to get to the stage of mu'ad? Once the animal kills when it's a tam, we kill the animal. So when would there ever be a case that we would have a mu'ad animal that we would be able to kill? It already would be killed when it is a tam. So it's amazing that the Gemara here has 8 suggestions, 8 tries. What would be the case that the animal would be killed when he's a mu'ad? Wouldn't he be already killed that he's a tam? But the Rishonim don't suffice. The Rishonim throw in, oh, why didn't the Gemara give this one? Why didn't the Gemara give that one? As if the Gemara's suggestions aren't enough. So even just before we even see the ones in the Gemara, Tosfos says in Me'achar, Lo Masi Lukme, you can't say the following one, but this is a suggestion. Kigon Shabashalosh Degichos Rishonos Niskavin Laharog HaBehema V'Haragas HaAdam. Maybe the animal killed an animal 3 times. So would that be good enough to now be Chayiv Muad if it kills a person for Kofar? So Tosfos, no, that wouldn't be a Muad LaAdam. Tevekia Gavna Lo Havi Muad LaAdam. The animal tried to kill a person, but only killed an animal. Tried to kill an animal and killed a person 3 times. The animal would not be a mu'ad la'adam, because each time the animal had tried to kill a person, had tried to kill an animal. The gam bahara gimel pamim apnei bailav. So Tosfos has a couple of other suggestions that didn't work. The Menachas Chinuch says, oh, maybe the Gemara could have said, what if the animal was brought, the first case was only brought in front of a bezin of 3. Not of 23. So a bezin of 3 of dinim amanus. So maybe he got his kofar after a bezin of 3. But bezin of 23 is needed to kill the animal. As the Gemara, the Mishnah says, at the beginning of Sanhedrin, Kemisas abaylam chachmisas ashar, we compare the laws of killing the person and killing the animal, and therefore you need a bezin shel shloshim, shel esrim v'shalosh for killing the animal. And therefore maybe that's the case. The Mechas Chedah says that's not so common that would happen. If it's a case about Misas Hashor and Misa of a person, Lachor, you would have 23. Okay, either way, back to now the Gemara's suggestions. So what's the case of the Mishnah? How the Mishnah said that a Muad is Chayiv Misa and a Tam is Chayiv Misa. How are you ever going to get to a Muad being Chayiv Misa? The animal will always be killed already after you killed it from a Tam. So, number one, Amar Rabba, Hachamay Eskina, Gon Sham Duel, Ishlosha Bnei Adam. What happens if it's a case where there was Umdina? Meaning, the animal ran after 3 people, and they ran away. Meaning, he tried to kill 3 people, and he would have killed 3 people had they not run away. Maybe that's the case that he's already considered a mu'ad for killing a person. An amazing chiddush. Rabbah says he could be a mu'ad for killing a person even without ever killing a person. Right? He tried to kill three different people, but then they ran away. That's the suggestion number one. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, no way. Umdin alav klumhu. Why would that be? Says Rav Ashi, if the animal doesn't kill, he's out of muad. Umdin alav klumhu. Oh, he would have. He was trying to. Elahacha v'yaskinan. That's interesting. It's like Kasher Zamam type of idea. Kasher Zamam, so too this animal tried to kill. Elahacha v'yaskinan, Rav Ashi is number two. Kigon shesikain l'shlosha b'nei adam. What does that mean? He put three people in danger, Rashi explains, and only after the third one was put in danger did all three of them die. The animal killed Reuven and Shimon. He didn't kill Reuven and Shimon right away. He put them on their deathbed, but then they didn't die until after he did the third one, and then Memela, now you have an animal that killed three people. So now you have a Muad, which in this case, where the animal was never a Tom, that you would have been able to put the animal to death earlier. By the way, the Rashi here says, Ukishenagach, about the fifth or sixth skinny line, Ukishenagach shlishi mesu kulam hilkach mishalim alav kofar. It sounds like from Rashi, Rashi says it again 10 lines later, that you're already paying kofar on the third Misa, not on the fourth. It says Rashi l'shitasa. Rashi said earlier, already the third time. The third time, you're already a muad on that third time, not just after that third time. That's a machlokas tanaim, also that we discussed earlier. So that is pshat number two. Rav Zvid Amar, number three, kigot shaharag shlosha behemos. Not what Tosa said before. The animal tried to kill three people and ended up killing three behemos. What happened if the animal just killed three animals? Right? So he's a muad la behema. So is that good enough? Says Rav Zvid, yes. Says the Gemara, no, Mu'ad l'behema, havi Mu'ad l'adam. We're going to read this as all these as questions. Says the Gemara, would that be enough? No, you wouldn't pick gopher in that case. Mu'ad l'behema is not a Mu'ad l'adam. Ela Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Simi. We're not going to go through it. The Rambam has a different reading of all these Gemaras. The Rambam and others might have read this as a statement. Mu'ad l'behema, havi Mu'ad l'adam, and then took out the word Ela. But we're going to read it like our Gersa has. A question. Is that really true, Rav Zvid? Mu'ad l'behema, havi Mu'ad l'adam? So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rav Simi. So Rav Simi gives the Rav Shakigon, Shaharag Shlosha Ovdei Kochavim. Maybe he killed three idol worshippers. Ovdei Kochavim. So that would allow, you don't pay kofar earlier. Right? It's terrible, obviously. But you don't pay kofar. The special din of kofar is only on killing B'nai Mitzvos. Says the Gemara, Mu'ad Ovdei Kochavim, Mu'ad Yisrael. Would that really be true? A mu'ad of an idol worshipper. Killing an idol worshipper would not be a mu'ad l'Yisrael. So again, that wouldn't be chayev kofar. Anyway, different pshatim, what this is for. If you look at the Pnei Yoshua, he just says one little line. He says, well, maybe there, as we know, ein mazel l'Yisrael, which means there's special mazel for Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we had earlier, remember on that base, we had Adam, Islay Mazlei. Adam is Lay Mazli, but even within Adam, there's special mazel when it comes to Am Yisrael, the special Ashkacha Pratis that Am Yisrael have. And therefore, that's the question. Maybe the Gemara doesn't have this, but maybe the Ramban would have a line of Muad Le Yehudi Bechutz La'aretz, Havi Muad Le Yehudi Be'eretz Yisrael, because the Ramban talks about the special mazel that Am Yisrael have in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara doesn't say that, but on a extended level. I don't think the Ramban might not say that on a halachic level, because that distinction wouldn't be as great in quality, qualitative difference with these other distinctions. But at least that's the idea, according to the Pnei Yoshua, the idea of Mazel Yisrael. The Ritva does say at the end of Tainus that there is Mazel Yisrael by 2 months, in Adar and Av. Right on the Mishnechnas, Mishnechnas Adar, the special super mazel by Adar, the special not super mazel by Av, the opposite. So even though Ein Mazel Yisrael, there is Mazel Tov and Mazel Ra in those 2 months, but Ein Mazel Yisrael really means that there's special mazel as compared to Lo'ov De Kochavim, and that's why the Gemara here asks, you cannot jump from Mu'ad Lo'ov De Kochavim to a Mu'ad Yisrael. Say, El Amar, Epshim Ben Lakish, Kigon, what's the number five try? Kigon Shaharak, Shlosha B'nei Adam, Shreifa. Maybe it's a case where the animal killed three people, but they were all Shreifas. They were already going to die within the near future. Right, they have the hole in their lung, whatever it is. So therefore, maybe that's the case, that the animal is not chayev kofar until afterwards. Says the Gemara, Mu'ad l'treva, Mu'ad l'shalem. So then, 1 minute, but would you pay kofar then? Right, you wouldn't be a mu'ad in that case. So, the Gemara goes on to another suggestion. Ella, we'll get back to that one, but let's just continue. Ella amar papa kugato va'arak la'agma. Tekata va'arak la'agma. Maybe the animal killed normally, but just then ran away. You didn't get to bring it to Beis Din and declare it a mu'ad, and warn it, and label it. Right, it ran away. That's a more simple understanding. After they would, the animal ran away before you got to kill it. Revacha b'rei d'Ravika amar, or kigon shehuzmu zomemei zomemin. What's this case? There were Edim that declared that he was a mu'ad, and then there were Edim zomemin that were mazim the Edim that declared he was a mu'ad. So stop time. What are we up to now? This animal is not a mu'ad. The animal never gored. The first Edim were proven liars. And then what happened? After number three goring, those Edim Zomamin were rehabilitated. The Edim Mazimin were proven to be Zomamin. So the first Edim were true, and it ends up that this animal has now killed three times, and the animal is a Mu'ad. Unbelievable. That's the suggestion of Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Ika. Says the Gemara, okay, ha'nicha li'udei tu rabina shaper. That works, relating to a machlokas we had much earlier. That works, li'udei tu rif. It's all about labeling the animal with three times of a mu'ad. So that is going to be true. That works. Ela ili'udei gavra. But if it's about the owner taking care, needing three different days to tell the owner that he has to guard his animal, so it's not fair, because in this case, up until now, after the Edim Zomamin became Zomamin, so he doesn't think he has to, he thinks the whole story was made up. Be'inan, Lida Gavra Be'inan, Meimar Amar Leilo Aviyadana. Why can't he say, I didn't know my animal was wild. So therefore, I thought those first two Kitot of Edim were lying. So I didn't guard my animal as I would have. So Gemara says, Kigon to Amri, no, the Edim say, Kol Emas to call the Ture Gabe Avikoi. The owner was there. The owner had been this, even though, okay, the first Edim was proven wrong, but he was there, so he knows the truth. And it comes out that way. So if he knew the truth that this animal killed three different people, so then he should have, even though the first two Edim were temporarily proven to be Zomamin, it's still the owner's fault and responsibility to guard the animal. Fine. Last try. Ravina Amar, b'makirin es bala ashar, b'makirin es ashar. When the Edim came, they didn't recognize on the first two times which animal it was. Right? They recognized the owner. They knew one of the owner's animals gored. So it might have a little mabit, 1 minute, but then if he doesn't know which ox, what could he have done? Mishum to Amri le, because they say to him, Turin agachna isla b'chab b'karcha. You have a wild ox in your bunch. So you should have guarded, you should guard all of your oxen, because one in there is very dangerous, and therefore he should have guarded. So even though he didn't know for sure which one, he knew one of them. So eight suggestions given for what is the case of the Mishnah where the animal would get to the stage and the age of being a mu'ad and not already be killed when he is a tam. There is a comment of the Malo Haroim, one of the Achronim here in the back, on the mu'ad the treifa havi mu'ad the shalim, right? That if the animal kills a treifa, so ask the Malo Haroim, a kasha that you know that there's an answer to, that yesh lahachos. L'man da'amar, we learned earlier, remember back on Daf Chav Zayin, ein holchin b'mamonacha harov. You don't follow the majority based on rov. Remember Tosas asked there, how could you ever follow the majority by dayanim? And Tosas says, the rov by dayanim is kemisha eino, it's a different type of rov. It's ruba kakulo, it's not holchinacha harov. But Tosas there was based on the question of ein holchin b'mamonacha harov. So ask the malo haroim, so whenever an animal kills a person, why aren't you choshes that it was a treifa? Why would you ever kill an animal? Why would you ever pay kofar? Right? Ein halcha b'mamon nachar rov. Heich soklin l'shar shahar agadam. Eimer treifave. You didn't check every person that died. You don't do an autopsy. The animal person was killed. So why are we choshesh that, the person was a treifa. Most people are in treifas. Ein halcha b'mamon nachar rov. And therefore the animal should have been killed. V'yav derov lav treifa hein ein halcha b'mamon nachar rov. That's his kasha. V'yein lomar. And don't say Demai Shari Ben Shana. He killed a person who was only 1 year old. But Winala Chazaka Kishinola Lohaya Trefa. People aren't born as Trefas. V'ika Kan Ruba V'Chazaka Umol Negat Cheskas Mamon. It only applies to little people, little young children being killed. No, they know. Right? We know elsewhere. Kofar is paid even when the person is older. V'Yesh Lomar. So he says as follows. This is the second time we have this on today's daf. V'yesh lomar, kivan d'chsev asher yisak kel v'gam ba'alav yumaz, since it says the animal is stoned, v'gam ba'alav yumaz, and we know that pasuk is the basis for the halacha of kamisa sabayim chachmisa asher regarding various halachas. We compare killing a person and killing an animal. When we put a person to death, we compare that to putting an animal to death, just like we said earlier, Bezit of 23. See here too, just like a person who kills another person, we don't say, oh, maybe the victim was a treifa, and therefore he's not going to be chayav misa. No. Ubailam b'kia gavna hecha tahargo pachas we met shana katzlina lahu. If he kills somebody who's younger than one, we still kill them. Hachanami hu adin l'shar drachman akshin l'adadi. We compare kamisas abaylam, and we don't give this kula when it comes to a person, so too we don't give the kula when it comes to an animal. Okay, vayter. V'zeh v'zeh chayav misa, v'chulu. But both the tam, as we said before, both the tam and the muad, the animal is put to death in both cases. That is called a shar haniskal, says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. This is the Gemara that comes up two other places. This is now the third place in Shas, so Baruch Hashem, this is our third time. Psachim, Kiddushin, and now Baba Kama. Tanu Rabbanan. Mimash v'shenemar sokol yisok el ashor. Once we know that the animal is stoned, an animal that kills is stoned. Eini yodesh an aveilahi. So I know if the animal is stoned, it's not getting shechted, so I know it's a nevela, right? Treif is an animal that got shechted that had some other problem. Nevela, an animal that died without shechita, or that was killed. So once the Torah says, stone the shor, don't I know that it is a nevela, of a nevela asura ba'achila, and a nevela is asur to eat. Ma tam alomar lo ye'achel es bisaro. So what is the Torah adding by saying, its meat shall not be eaten. Lo ye'achel es bisaro. I already know that, right? It's a nevela. So magalacha akasav, the Torah is teaching me, she'im shachto, la'acha shedin bardino aser b'achila. Even if it is shechted, after it has a gemar din lamisa, it's still aser to eat. Still aser to eat. You shechted it, but it's had a gemar din lamisa, it's a shara niskal, it's still aser to eat in that case. Says the Gemara, "Ein li ela ba'achila ano minayin." I only know it's only aser ba'achila. How do I know it's even aser ba'hanoa? Tamalo ashar niskal. Tamalo mar ubal hashar naki. The bal ashar is clean. My bal ashar, my masha. What does that mean? Shimon ben Zoma Omer kadam shomer lachaviro yata ish ploni naki minikhasav. Like so, like you talk about somebody. Oh, he's clean. He was cleaned out. Cleaned out of his property. Vein lo bohem ano shal klum, and he has no hana. He has no hanah from his property. So that's how you know Baal Asher Naki means it's not only Usur Ba'achila, it is even Usur Ba'hanah. There is an amazing question asked by the Rishash, Imsachim, that all the Achronim get into the act on. The Rishash asks Imsachim Chavez, where this Gemara appears and the continuation, that we know elsewhere, we have a concept in another few places in Shas of a substitute shechita. For example, pushing the seir la'azazel off of the cliff on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, that pushing off, d'chiyaso letzuk, zuhi shechitaso. That's its shechita. L'may nafkamina. Let's say you want to use a seir for the seir la'azazel on the same day that its mother was shechted. Oso ve'esbino. So Osova Esbino, Lo Sishchul Du B'Yamecha. It doesn't only apply to Shechit, it applies in this case too. Or the Gemara talks about in one context, the Arifas Egla, by an Egla Arufa, the anonymous corpse. Breaking the back of the neck is considered its Shechita. Or, maybe the most common case, Malika. Malika of an Oaf Karban, a Karban Oaf. So what do? We know there are differences. We don't do Shechita by a Karban Oaf. We do Malika, the fingernail of the Kohen and the back of the neck, all the differences between Malika and Shechita. But Malika is considered the Shechita of the Karban Oaf. So, ask the Rishash. We have the Chiyaso Letzuk. We have Egla Arufa. We have Malika. So why don't we say the Skila of the Shor HaNiskal is its Shechita? So why does the Gemara automatically assume, well, once the Torah says, Sokol Yisokal Ashor, I know the animal is a nevela. Maybe it's not a nevela. Maybe this is its Shechita. That's the Rishash's Kasha. So there are, some of the answers are more simple and obvious than others. You know there's going to be a difference here. Well, number one, the Achiezer writes in a tshuva. The Gemara in all these cases never says that it's a Shechita Lagabe Heter Achila. It's a shechita lagabi other isurim, lagabi osov espino, lagabi some other isurim regarding tumah maybe. Maybe there's no tumah because it's the Torah says to do this, but the Torah never says that it's mutter to eat any of those. To eat any of those animals, it's got to have a real shita. Malika, you're right, is an exception to the rule. But Malika is kachi kachim, and can it be eaten by the kohanim? But it depends by the chatas ha'of. But the Gemara never says by the case of Egla Rufa or by the Sir Lazazel that it would be mutter to eat. Number one. Number two, the answer given by the Achrona, the Binyan Sion, the Achrona writes, all of those are mitzvos. So you could say, that's what you're supposed to do, the Sir Lazazel, this is what you're supposed to do in this situation. Here, there was an Aveira done. There was an Aveira done. Egla Rufa, there was also, but it wasn't in front of us. It wasn't that we know about. Here, you know, this animal killed. And therefore, it's different. The Dafka says the Binyan Sion here in Siman Kufayim Beis. Dafka d'chiyasto latzuk o arifas ha'egla hu kiyum din u mitzvah bibehema. Masha enkein skilas asher enu kiyum din bibehema alarak onesh. U ba'onesh lo shayach lomar svar ashel zuhi shritaso. That's so you have the Achiezer, you have the Binyan Sion, and others. That's the Rosh Hashas Kasha in Psachim Chafez. Why does the Gemara assume automatically that Sakoy Yisokal Ashar will then automatically be a Nevela? Right? Maybe not. Maybe it wouldn't be a Nevela. Maybe this would be its Shechita. Viter says the Gemara now. There's a lot more. Machlokas Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam says that Ashar Niskal is not Nesar Michayim. Other Rishonim say it is, but we need to continue. Says the Gemara, Omi Mai Delo Yechaz Besaro. Dehecha Deshachtol Achar Shining Bar Dino Shasur Bachila. How do we know now that that phrase of Lo Yechaz Besaro is to teach me that you cannot eat the basar even after it shechted? After Gemara did, Ema Hecha Deshachtol Achar Shining Bar Dino Mushari Bachilu. Maybe if it was actually shechted, even though it had a Gemara Din, it would be mutter to eat. So what is that pasuk teaching me? Where is that pasuk? Lehecha tisakle miskal to aser bano. Maybe that pasuk is teaching me just when it's stoned that it's even aser behana'a. Kid de Rebbe Yavo, like Rebbe Yavo says, main sugi is imsachim. Dom Rebbe Yavo, Om Rebbe Lazar, kamakam shasru shenamar. Anywhere the Torah says, lo yeachel, lo socha, lo sochlu, whenever it says a lashon of don't eat, but it also means echad isura achila v'echad isura hana b'mashma. It means achila or hana. Even though it only uses the lashon of achila, but some of them are the nifal, but even if not, all lo sochals in the Torah means you can't even get benefit. Unless the Torah gives the heter, like it does explicitly by Nevela, la ger benesina ulo b'kachadim b'mechira, where the Torah says, give it to the ger or sell it to the guy. Question mark. So how do you know? Our pasuk is teaching me that if it was shechted after Gemara Din, it's asr to eat. Maybe it's mutter to eat. And that pasuk is just teaching me, like Rabbi Yavahu says. Says the Gemara. Amri hani mi lehecha derafik le'yisr achila v'sarana mikram mi lo yeachel. No, Rabbi Yavahu's din is only where there's a lashon of achila. That's where you can apply his jump. Aval hacha, what's the pasuk? To isr achila misakal yisakel nafka. It only talks about it. It just says to stone the animal. It doesn't say anything about achila. Isak adai dechai lo yeachel es lo yochal es besaro isur hanahu netav rachmana lo yeane. You only need one extra pasuk. Yet you only need the hana lashon. Inami lo yeachel es besaro lamali. Why do you have that lashon of es besaro? It's extra then. If you wouldn't need it, the afagam to avdi kein basar deshachtei. Basar. To teach me, even if it's like basar, you do what you normally do with basar, like shechted, it's still going to be usar to eat. So that's why we learned that from the pasuk. Says the Gemara Maskevar Marzutra, again a limitation. Ema, maybe that's only hani mili, hecha, the badak service shachetbo. Maybe that only applies where you found a sharp rock and you shechted it. The avde kein skila. Maybe it only applies where you did an act similar to skila. Not only if the animal fell on rocks, but you killed the animal with a rock. Avalecha the shachti besakin lo. But maybe where you kill the animal with a knife, a normal act of shchita, it would be mutter. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be. Amri, atu sakin ksiva baraisa. There's no difference between shechting with a sharp rock and shechting with a knife. It's the same act of shchita. There's no hava meaning to be mechalik between them. Does the Torah say shchita has to be done with a knife? No. The Torah alludes to the mitzvah of shchita, as it says, kasher tzivisicha, and the Rama paskins that it's a mitzvah saseh daraisa. The Rava is not happy about it. The Rambam thinks it's just a matir, not a mitzvah, but the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah asay, but says the Gemara, it doesn't say a mitzvah asay dafka with a knife. The Hatnan, the Mishnah says in Chulin, Hashochid b'magal yad, b'tsuru b'kana shchitaso k'sheira. Whatever you shech with, there's no havamina to say that, oh, if you shech with a rock, it's going to be different. Fine. So we accept that. So vahashta, so the Gemara says now that we hold like Rabbi Avo, that even if the animal was shechted, it's going to be usur. The hasha that afkali yisra achilav yisra hanami lo yachal es v'saro. But now, like Rashi says, if Rabbi Avo comes into the picture and teaches us that lo yachal is automatic, so balashar naki lamali is automatic for even yisra hanah. So what do you need balashar naki for? We said before naki minuchasav, and it's totally he loses even hanah. But you know that for Rabbi Avo. So what is the pasuk teaching me? Lahanas oro, to say even the skin, even the hide, is off limits. The sakada da chamina bisarahu da asr bahana. Aval oro nishri bahana. You might think only the meat, the flesh is asr bahana, but the or is okay. And you know from elsewhere the or is different, like a carbon ola. Right? Everything is burned except the or goes to the kohanim. So you see or is different in other halachas. Kamash malan, the balashar naki. Kamash malan, no, we see balashar naki even from the skin. Period. But according to those who learn this pasuk to teach me something else, Hanas oro minalahu, how do you know Hanas or minalu nafkilahu may es bisaro es hatafel libsaro? You learn from the word es, something that is secondary to the basar, umainihu oro. What's secondary to the basar? Oro. Period. And the Gemara just ends off, Vahai Tana es lo darish. The following Tana doesn't, and the earlier Tana doesn't darsh in the word es, because he holds like the following of the Tanya, as the Brisa says, this Brisa is quoted, famous, right, in three or four of the places in Shas. The story of Shimon Amsuni, V'yamila Nechemya Amsuni, one of these, Hayadorish Kol Es and Shema Torah. He used to darshan every S of the Torah. He learned something out from every S in the Torah. Bereshis Bar Lokim, S Hashemayim, the S Haaretz, every S he learned something out. Kivan Shehigi Alas Hashem Alokecha Tira Piresh. Once he got to S Hashem Alokecha Tira, he stopped. S Hashem Alokecha Tira. What could he add on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Armelot Amidav, Rebbe, call us in Shatarashta, Vatayelein. He said, I'm stopping. I'm not darshaning Essen. It must be that you don't darshan Esses. I must be wrong. His Talmidim say to him, but Rebbe, you spent 20 years darshaning every S. What's going to be with all those drushes? Amar Lahem, he says the unbelievable line, Kishem Shekibalti Schar Al Adrisha, Kach Kibalti Schar Al Aprisha. Just like I got schar for all the drushes I made, so too I'll get schar for stopping because I think it's not the MS. Unbelievable. He threw away his doctoral thesis. Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva Valimeid, Es Hashem Alakecha Tira, Larabos, Talmidei Chachamim. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, I can figure something out of the word S. Es Hashem Alakecha Tira includes not only having Mora from Hashem, but having Mora from Talmidei Chachamim. That's included Es Hashem Alakecha Tira, right, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. Mora Rabach, Kemora Shemayim. Machlokes Rishonim, whether that's a Dinda Oraisa, Dinda Rabbanon, Rambam, the Rambam talk about it in the Shrashim, but this is the famous comment of Nechemya Hamsuni with his Talmidim. Many questions are asked by the Mefarshim on this. First, they say there's an earlier essay, maybe via the Shidu Kubetzes here says, what about via Hafta Hashem Alakecha? That's earlier. Is it easier to darshan Esla Rabbos Talmid Chachamim by Ahava and not by Yira? That's what the Sefer HaBakra in Kiddushin says, where this Gemara appears in Kiddushin, Nun Zayin, he says, when it comes to Yira, that's what he was bothered by. Why? Because what's ultimate Yira? Not just Yiras Onesh, Yiras Haromamus. So how could he have Yiras Haromamus from a Talmud Chacham? He says that's what he was bothered by. Right, but that's the Makane Kiddushin. And there's a lot of other discussion here. Tosas deals with, we darshan ishimova vivtiro, ve'es Hashem Alokecha Tiro, we compare their parents to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the one thing I like to mention, I've mentioned this often in other shiurim, and that is, so what did Rabbi Akiva know that Nechemya Hamsuni didn't know? Nechemya Hamsuni darshan every S in the Torah, every single one. He got stuck on one. What was so hard? If Rabbi Akiva figured it out, why couldn't he figure it out? What was so hard that it must have been a very smart individual. So the answer that was said in the name of Rav Gifter, in the name of others, and that is, Rabbi Akiva had one thing that Nechemya Hamsuni didn't have. He had Nechemya Hamsuni. He had a model to look at someone who was ready to throw away his life's work because intellectual honesty, he didn't think that it was right. I can't figure this one out. He could have just skipped over it. We wouldn't have known. No, Rabbi Akiva sees somebody who was so meshubid to the MS. Chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'rabos tamidei chachamim. That model is enough to teach the world, l'rabos tamidei chachamim. That's Nechemiah Hamsuni and Rabbi Akiva. Again, there's more here, but we will have to stop. B'ez Hashem, we will continue. Tomorrow's daf could be that I'm going to put it back up from the last cycle. So B'ez Hashem, then we will pick up from Daf Mem Gimel then after tomorrow's daf. Again, today's shiur was sponsored. We thank the Orlinsky family for their sponsorship. L'zecher Nishmas, Rachel Leah Bas Chaim Usher HaKohen, Mr. Orlinsky's mother. Okay, we thank you and we will continue.